Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of you for 2021. Glory be to God. I was thinking that if the president came here today, he would be so happy with the social distancing. All right? Yeah. Glory be to God. There's someone who, I think it was Okaro, who is not here today. I think one time she was inviting people to come and join us on Sunday. And she told them that, you know, at our church, social distancing is not a problem. All right? It is natural. Like, it didn't have to be made. Hallelujah. Yeah, now, in the beginning, this is January. In Jan, God wants us to understand the most important thing, why we are here on earth. All right? Why we are what? Here, and he wants us to carry that concept into the year. Okay? The whole purpose why God created the world, the earth, and put man in it, you and I, is so that we could have fellowship with him. Is so that we can dwell with him. Glory be to God. So this being the first service of the year, you know, we have to understand that and we carry it throughout the year. Glory be to God. God wants to dwell with his people. God wants to dwell with you, Teddy. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 says that the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had what? Formed. All right. Then chapter 3 verse 8 of Genesis says, after Adam and Eve had sinned and they were in hiding, it says that, and they, Adam and Eve, heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. God was walking in the garden. Where? In heaven. All right. Where? Where? On earth. Okay. He used to come down, okay, into the Garden of Eden to fellowship with man. Hallelujah. So you see, this was his intention, eh? Okay, to dwell with man. God loves people. And by the way, he trusts them. All right? Though, of course, not all of them, amen? Yeah, so don't be what? Don't be like that, stupid father. Hallelujah. Okay, then of course you know, so man sinned, okay, but even after the fall of man, God still desired to dwell with people. And by people, by the way, I mean you. I know you have, you know, you could be having bad character, no one wants to be around you. Just be with her for 2 minutes because if you exceed, you know, something is going to change, you know, Hallelujah. But God wants to dwell with you. Elisha, say amen. Okay? So even after the fall, God still wanted to dwell with these people. That's why in Exodus chapter 25 verse 8, he tells Moses that let the people make me a sanctuary, a tabernacle, okay? A dwelling place. Okay? Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Hallelujah. God wants to dwell with you. Hallelujah. It's amazing that Andrew is social distancing from his wife. Yeah? You okay? You already what? Together in the car. Before the car, you are together what? At the table. I'll stop there. So, there is no social. Some people shouldn't, what? Social what? Distance. Please, Andrew. Okay? Please, stand up. Yeah, some social distancing is what? It is just rubbish, yeah? Like in this, you're in the same car with your son. Now you're social distancing. Huh? Tell your son what, you know. Hallelujah. But you're still social distancing, you man. Hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. Okay, so they made a sanctuary. For what purpose? For God to dwell with his people. All right? And in chapter 40, from verse 33, we see Moses has finished, okay, building the sanctuary. And he says that, and he, Moses, raised up the courts all around the tabernacle and the altar and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. And what happened when he finished? Verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. You remember the tabernacle was built so that God can dwell in it with his people. And now it is completed. And this glory of the Lord, it is basically the Lord. Okay? The Lord coming to dwell with his people. Hallelujah. God wants you to know that he wants to dwell with you. And he wants you to take this as your highest priority. You understand? Eh? Fellowshipping with God. Create time to fellowship with God. Okay? Think about the Lord. Meditate on the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. Glory be to God. Okay? Years later, hundreds of years later, after the tabernacle, okay, a temple now was built, a real house. All right? And it was also for that same purpose, God to dwell with his people. Come on, abantu. Glory be to God. God loves people, eh? Hallelujah. Okay, God loves me. In fact, he loves me more than Andrew loves me. You all know that Andrew loves me? Yeah, those who were here three Sundays ago. Andrew came here. And he says, I love you, Pastor Moses. He didn't say why he loves me. But I think he loves me irrespective of my what? Weaknesses. Glory be to God. Eh? Nyuma will also begin to what? To love me irrespective of my what? behavior. Hallelujah. God loves people, eh? Okay, Judith, God loves you. Okay, people can social distance what from you. But God is like, man, I want us to be tight buddies. Glory be to God. Huh? But I'm telling you very important things. Something very important. That God wants to be with you. You know Rick Joyner? Rick Joyner is a prophet in the States. Okay? And he got COVID, by the way, a few months ago. And he said that it was because so when he got COVID, the Lord appeared to him. And then the Lord told him that you got COVID because you are not practicing what you are preaching. This thing of shaking hands. That is how you got what? COVID. Glory be to God. And in their church, by the way, there are two sections. Because there's a clique which doesn't believe in masks. Say, this mask thing, Then there's a clique which believes in what? Masks. The Utumhaires and the Isokes. Now, I'm not saying I don't believe in masks. I haven't given you my what? But I gave you my whatever on the vaccines. Yeah, so in their church, there's a section. Say, okay, you, those who believe in masks, sit there or where, you know. Then those who don't believe in masks, you know, hallelujah. And so you go to COVID. And so, what was I going to say? Yeah, God appeared to him. But I was talking about what was I talking about so that I can know what I was going to say? Eh? Aha! Years ago, he went to heaven, okay? And for hours. And one of the things he asked the Lord is, like, God, are you interested in sports? Interested in what? Sports. And the Lord says, you know, I love what you love. Okay? And I would rather you do what you love with me. Because I want to be with you. You understand? Eh? So if you're watching a game, okay, because God, and remember, sports is not evil. You know, eh? God is like, okay, you know when, like, your children, okay, there's a way in which you love what they love, man. Hallelujah. Not all the time, and not everything. Like my daughter, Eden, yeah, I mean, there's a cartoon she's watching, I think she's called Bluey. Does someone know it? Judith Omanyo Bluey. What did you get about Bluey? Even you, where did you get to know those things? Hey, Eden, I think, got to know about it recently. No, man, with daddy. So there's Bluey, then there's So now for me, I just look at, I'm not even, the stuff she's saying is not registering. I'm just giving her time, man. Then I'm amused at how she's so happy with what she's telling me. But I'm not listening to what she's saying. But I'm like, then I see how she laughs, how she's happy. And daddy, what? Now, yesterday, I'm coming home in the evening. No, they were going out in the afternoon. And she calls me. She's like, daddy, we are going. But Bluey is what? We're starting. So just switch on the what? I was like, this kid, does she really think? Okay. So when she came back, she asked me, daddy, did you, I was like, in my heart, I'm like, you understand, but then God, but the God now, I'm sure, you know, now like, Judith, God would want to you to watch Bluey with him. I said, no, you know. We hammered 4 last night. I hope you're aware. 4. Did Sam tell you? But God wants to do things with you. Because he wants to be with you. Okay? He wants to be what? With you. Hallelujah. Okay? God wants to be with you. Hallelujah. Andrew, God wants to be with you more than your wife wants to be with you. You don't believe that. You're like, man, I'm a kazibagaro kwea, never said yababwe, you know? Yeah, but there's someone who's what? Who's more than that? Glory be to God. Joan, when Sam goes to watch soccer, don't care. God is with you. God is what? God is with you. Just engage him and let him know that what? In the meantime, he's also with Sam. If Sam wants to watch soccer with him. Hallelujah. So the temple was built for that purpose. Remember first the tabernacle of Moses, then the temple of Solomon. It says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1 to 2 that when Solomon had finished praying, that is, dedicating the temple which he had built, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The glory of the Lord was God, was the Lord. in a sense, to dwell with his people. Hallelujah. Amen? And I'm sure you know the story. Many years later, that temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. All right? And they began to build another temple. All right? And while they are in the process of building, God speaks through a prophet called Haggai and says in Haggai chapter 2 verse 9 that the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. Now you know what the glory is. Eh? Okay? God coming to dwell with you. And he says that now this one, it will even be greater. Hallelujah. There are different degrees of experiencing God. Hallelujah. And it all depends on you, not on God. You experience him more. Bobo magala, small. You do what? Experience him small. I have a brother-in-law, you know, who's big, and you know, I was told that one time he went, I think, to Thailand somewhere. So while he was there, he's shopping. Eh? Okay, I remember, yeah. And every staff he would get would fit him, because most of he was bigger than most of the guys there. Then these women, the shop. Keepers, they didn't know English well. They told him, go, eat, small, come back. Hallelujah. Go, eat, small, come back. Hallelujah. There's some women who don't want to hear these things. Hallelujah. But, yeah. So the glory of this latter temple will be greater. Hallelujah. Then many years later, Jesus came. You remember? Jesus was God. I hope you know that. Jesus was God and he is God. Let me show you. It says in John chapter 1, you know this verse, most of it. It says that, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was what? God. And this Word, by the way, like you see, it's all about Jesus. He was in the beginning with God, and he was God. All right? If you want to know that you're talking to a Jehovah's Witness, you ask them, let me see your Bible. Open John chapter 1, verse 1, and that's how you discover that, man, you're talking to what? To a devil's agent. Anyone who wants to take you away from Jesus into something else, which appears like Jesus, they're devil's agents. It's the truth. The devil agents are not only those guys from the underworld, Anyone who gives you a message that is ultimately, for example, ultimately taking you to hell, in my opinion, they are devil's agents. But some are innocent, Bambi. You understand? Now, please don't call some preachers devil's agents because they are not. Hallelujah. But this message of you can do anything and still cover the cross, that is a message of what? The devil. So then it says in verse 14, that, and the Word, remember the Word is God, Jesus, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Glory be to God. And we beheld his glory. Remember the glory that filled the temple? Okay? The glory was contained in this man, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he came to dwell with us. Hallelujah. Okay? Please, as the year begins, understand that God wants to be with you. God wants what? Mukama kwagala. Agala kubera nawe. Ate agala kubera nawe. Emirembe ne mirembe. Gamba amina. Chichitwale. What? Mulinya ya Yesu. Hallelujah. Okay. God did what? The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And before he left, remember, before he went to the cross and then ascended on high, okay, he let us know that he will come again to take us to be with him. All right? Because he wants to be with us. Okay, he says in John chapter 14 from verse 2, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I'm telling you the truth, all right? Then he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. And you all know where he went. Where did he go? To heaven. And he says, I'll come again and receive you to myself. Basically, he will come again and take you to heaven. Okay? For what purpose? To be with you. Hallelujah. To be what? With you. Hallelujah. I remember a preacher. There's a preacher, most of you don't know him. He's called Francis Ofrangipen. He's in the States. Very wonderful man. Okay? So he used to spend a lot of time with God. Okay? A lot of time with God, praying, worshiping him, in the Word. Then at a certain point, the church came up with many programs. Activity. I talk about activities. If a church didn't have activities like AOC church, Onokola yo, ka youth conference, marriage conference, ka midweek service, a convention for 1 week. You understand? You have to keep guys like busy. And Canality loves those things. Now, there's a church which is maximizing that canality. Bakole being to program. I think those program man, wow, you know, Na ye, bulichim chakusasulida. Everything you pay. So guys are making dimes of stupid people who want activity. You know, what do you worship? And everything is for paying. Hallelujah. Okay? And so, Francis Ofrangipen became so busy in activity. And remember, church activity. Church. So he became busy. And one time, the Lord sent a prophet. Okay? The Lord sent a prophet. And says, go tell Francis. And so he became busy, and now he's no longer spending time with the Lord, as much time as he used to. So God sent a prophet to tell Francis. And it was just one message. He said, go tell Francis, I miss him. Why was he missing him? Because God loves to be with people. Ate bomu manyiza. Nolekelao. It hurts him. Hallelujah. Just like it hurts him when you don't give him the time for you to be together. Okay, so God tell Francis that I miss him. And when Francis received that message, he wept. Be programmed, be aliata and the savior, leave him with Jacob with the Navi. Now we say, you guys will stop this stuff. The most important thing is to dwell with God. You remember? Jesus said, you know, Mary has chosen the what? The best thing, you know, eh? Okay, sitting at the Lord's feet. Hallelujah. So he says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Now, when is this going to happen? When the Lord will come for us? It is going to happen at the rapture. Hallelujah. It is going to happen when? At the rapture. And according to Esther's dream and Elizabeth's dream, yeah, it seems like this rapture thing is around the corner. It's like 14, 13 years from now. That is why this vaccine stuff, eh? We shouldn't scare you, eh? Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back soon to take us home. Hallelujah. But if you die before then, okay, you still go to him. All right? If you're really living like a disciple, one who obeys the commandments of the Lord, living for him, not like the devil. All right? Amen? That is why in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23, Paul said that to depart from this world is to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you meditate on these things, you stop fearing death. But there's such a thing as not fearing death. Are you listening to me? There's such a thing as what? Not fearing death. And by the way, God didn't want you to fear death. You understand? Eh? Because when you depart, you're going to be with the Lord in glory, total bliss, man. I know some of you have switched off. Hallelujah. Alright? Now there are some idiots who say, I think it is Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, that's a dangerous cult. Who say that if you're good, holy, righteous, you'll be with the Lord on the earth and the kingdom forever and ever. You understand? Eh? And that sounds good. And it's good. However, they say if you're evil, basically the people who won't make it into the kingdom, they will just cease to be. You know, you just cease to be. It's called what? There's that also sleep. But then also that thing of you cease to be. All right? So don't worry about hell. Hell, teach me, yo. If you're a bad guy, you just cease to be. You're no longer there. You're not anywhere because you are not. You understand? Then the good guys, for them, they'll get in the cave, but the bad guys, they'll just cease to be. Now, that's deadly, man. All right? Then the Catholics, okay, who you somehow believe them, somehow, from your talk, Olabanga, you believe them. They believe when you die, bad guy, bad girl, bad black, you know. You go to a place called purgatory. Purgatory. And while you're there, you're chilling, you understand? All right? As your relatives keep saying, let her rest in peace. The more they pray for you, the more now God what? Then after some time, you depart and be with what? With Christ. That's where that nonsense of God, let her rest in eternal peace. As in Musasi there. In 1965, was it 65 or 64? You know, SMARC, Chisubi, St. Mary's. Students were going for, I think, a football match. And they got involved in an accident with army, a truck of, army fellows or Obote soldiers. But smart guys say it was intentional, and me, rather, Obote wanted to kill those students. And so, guys died. Okay? Students died. In fact, there's a library in SMARC called Memorial something. The Lib in SMARC is called that. Memorial. In remembrance of those guys who died. Now, every year, since 1963 or 65, guess every year there is a mass at school in SMARC to pray, and they were not more than 30. Every year, Baba Savila. All right? So some parents, OBs, go to SMARC on that day to pray for those guys. The students also, if you're there, senior ones, Mwinoksa, Ogenoksa Bilashi. Abagenzi. Now, the OBs who cannot make it to SMARC on that day, there's a mass at Christ the King on that day. To pray for what? The chaps who died in 1960, Bacha Saba. Hallelujah. And there's among them also who prayed for them. Before I was enlightened. Basaba. And by the way, that is the same thing they're also doing with what? A swimming pool. One year, Chinya, I went to SMARC, senior one, 1990. Alright? There is a pit there, one year, Chinya, just swimming pool. We contributed money to it. Coming to senior one, you pay, contribute to the swimming pool. 2 years ago, the school sent us a message. OBs. OBs, support your school. Swimming pool. OBs. Mufeyo, what? Jemoli. All right? I'm telling you these things. But I don't know if now it has been complete. Now, we had a guy we were with in senior one who told us that his father was a smart OB. His father and his father contributed to that swimming pool. These things are just projects. And by the way, that wisdom, there are preachers who use it. Because abantu temwagala kugaba sent, kuwa kanisa za mwechi sent. You understand? So, Barinokubai is your project. I'm telling you, guys are using this wisdom. Of course, it is carnal wisdom. So, for those who are going to listen to this, the recording, don't say what I'm calling it. It is, of course, foolish wisdom. They use it. Building project, orphanage. Because when you ukulaya kantu akatunu kebala wa, which makes them give. Kati going on, you know. Do you understand? So kati mwabagala activity, buti mwa your church akika to get a college, you know, kati wali orphanage, kati wali yo wate. Okuburira, ebusabala, wate. You know those things. You like them. Things haven't been. God hasn't told them to do that, but they sound good. Do you understand? But it is just at what smacky. So what the Catholics are doing in Chisubi, hallelujah. Okay. 63. But I think this year they didn't pray. Because Museveni said, you know what? Katiao Hasimani, what those guys are doing in purgatory. They are like, hey, today, but honestly, they should have been out by now. Do you understand? They should have been out by now. And now, Muslims also have the same concept, I think. They also have the same concept. If I understand well, a Muslim, you know, he can what? Who bomb this place, what, Nemufa? But he builds a borehole. A borehole. You understand? The more you drink of that water, the poor people drink, the thirsty people drink of that water. Chiringa what? Ringa ba subtracting, you know. So, you know, he's dying, what? But, the good things being done in his name are earning him marks there. Hallelujah. So you can understand that most of us are not, and we're not different from those smart guys. Our brothers, Vechisubi, and the Muslim. May his soul rest in what? You are wasting your time. You're doing what? Start using your time well by preaching to the people now. Are you listening to me? Huh? Glory be to God. The pressures of this world make you conform. Like, the that invisible pressure, you know. Hey. Glory be to God. But really, you can say it. Saying it is not taking you to hell. Okay? Let me comfort you now as a pastor. You know, pastors are nice. Okay? And pastors, but they can be deadly. They can lead you into hell when you don't know. By just being nice. Wow, you know, pastor, shepherd, you know. Instead of man telling you that guy go get a cozy kid, but again, there is. Hallelujah. All right? So to depart is to be with Christ. You know, he wants to be with you. He's coming back again for you at the rapture. But if you depart, if you die before then, okay, and you're his disciple, living for him, you should ask Andrew, okay? You're going to be with him. Glory be to God. Okay? And we shall not be in heaven forever. We shall come back again on earth. Remember, there's going to be the millennial reign for 1,000 years. We shall come back again. But not without him. With him. Okay? Why with him? Because he wants to be with us. Hallelujah. As it was in the beginning. Okay? Revelation chapter 21 says that, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle. Remember the tabernacle? The dwelling, okay? The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm saying all this to tell you that as we begin the year, God wants you to know that he wants to be with you. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants you to spend time with him. And he wants you to take this as your number one priority this year. Create time for the Lord. Okay? Hallelujah. He wants to be with you. And by the way, there are benefits of being with him. Hallelujah. So finally, we shall end up there, you know. We shall come back to earth, and not without God, with him. We shall dwell with him here on earth, because he loves to dwell with us. Glory be to God. All right? And before then, okay, he still wants to what? To fellowship with us before that ultimate. Okay? He still wants to be with us. Okay? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, he says that you are the temple of the living God. What is a temple for? For God to inhabit. Okay? You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their people and they shall be, he says, I'll be their God and they shall be my people. Okay, then he says, therefore, okay, what does walking with God, what does dwelling with God entail? Okay, he says that therefore, come out from among them. Muitanabo na ye what? Come out from what? Among them. Who are these? The evil people. You understand? Eh? And be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? God wants to dwell with you. God wants to be with you. Hallelujah. But it is your responsibility to make that happen. He won't force himself on you. He won't tie on you, eh? Tying. Huh? Tying on me. He won't do that, eh? But he wants it. Badly. Hallelujah. Okay, I'd planned to tell you some of the benefits, okay, but I'll tell you, should I? Okay, so you see, the Bible says, okay, very quickly, the benefits, okay, Romans chapter 7, verse 14, verse 4 rather, Romans chapter 7, verse 4 says, that therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit unto God. Okay, when a husband and a wife dwell together, they come together in intimacy, okay, there's fruit that comes out of it. You understand? Eh? They get children, you know. Hallelujah. So even us, when we dwell with God, okay, when we are intimate with God, okay, one of the results is what? Fruit. Okay? We bear fruit unto him. You understand? Eh? We do what? Okay? We're supposed to bear fruit because we are married to him. Hallelujah. And one of those fruits is the fruit of holiness. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6 verse 20 says, for when you are slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. You were free to sin. Eh? What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. The end of these things is hell. Alright? But now, having been set free from sin, you've been saved, okay, by the Lord, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness. Okay? Benefits of what? Dwelling with God. You bear fruit to holiness. Holy fruit. Eh? Do you understand? And therefore, you won't die. You won't end up in hell. For it says, yeah, you have fruit to holiness. And the end, everlasting life. Hallelujah. Everlasting life. Always being with the Lord. Forever being with the Lord. But if you do the opposite, being a slave of sin, okay, it results in death, eternal separation from God. So this whole thing where we've been talking about for a long time of holiness, obeying the commandments of the Lord, okay, it is easy to achieve. Just dwell with the Lord. Be intimate with God. And when you're intimate with Him, you will bear fruit. Okay, just like husband and wife, eh? When they're intimate, they bear fruit, children. Eh? Okay, so with God, we bear fruit to holiness. When we're intimate with Him, we dwell with Him. Glory be to God. Okay, and the end is eternal life, everlasting life. But Christians who do the opposite, death, eternal separation. And you just don't cease to be, you are there, eh? Okay? In fire. There's a church member I was fellowshipping with on the 31st. Okay? And this church member told me that and I was like, yeah, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, if a pastor can achieve that, to start with, that's very good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay? So, now when you bear fruit unto God, okay, let's start see what happens. John chapter 15 verse 16 says, Jesus says that, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Okay? You don't start now, you know. Then it's, the result is that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. Okay? When you dwell with God, you bear fruit. Okay? And when you bear fruit, God is like, whatever this person asks, I will give them. Hallelujah. Here's, you know, one of the secrets to receiving answer to prayer. Hallelujah. Dwelling with God. Amen? Hallelujah. You're acting like you don't have anything you want God to answer. Eh? You don't have any prayer. Hallelujah. I know Teddy has. Okay? And the last one, okay, when you bear, you remember, bearing fruit, rather the fruit is holiness, obeying the commandments of God. Okay, now what happens when that is achieved also? It says in John chapter 15 verse 14 that you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. So you dwell with God, okay? It becomes unnatural to obey the commandments of God, to bear fruit, okay? And when that happens, you become a friend of God. Glory be to God. A friend of God. Hallelujah. You remember Abraham? Okay? Man, with that CV, that CV, where God tells people that Abraham was my friend. You guys, before the rapture happens, we should all have achieved that CV. If you die before the rapture, okay, and you depart. You know, okay? God should be able to come and tell some people that man, the other guy who died, who left you, she was my friend. Hallelujah. This thing of saying Museveni is my friend, what, I have a cousin who works for the president. Oh, that is good. But the best thing is God telling people that, man, when in fact he doesn't call you, or like he doesn't come and say, Moses is my friend. Eh? Juliana, do you know Moses? Oyo, Pastor Amwe, he's my friend. He just says that to her, Moses. You understand? Eh? When God is like, yeah, I will use the language on earth. Okay, how people call their friends. Eh? Says, Moses, Doc Hill is my friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Honestly, you guys, don't you like that thing? Eh? Okay, if you don't like it, take time to think about it. When God calls you his friend. And you see, when you're his friend, eh, that means people who mess you up, they are messing up God, and you come after them. Do you know that there's something like that? God coming after those who are messing you up. Because they are messing up his friends. Hallelujah. It's my mother-in-law who first who told me there's a saying that something like friends are expensive or friendship is expensive. You've heard of it? Eh? Yeah, you know, friends, what? Eh? Do you know, eh? Friends are expensive. Eh? Man, a friend, friendship, eh? Like, it is that little, the thing of acquaintance, what, you know, eh? Where, why, you know, eh? Hey, you know, mama, where are food day, Bambi, sorry. You know, then what, yes, what? Bambi, sorry, what, you know, we are praying for you. May she rest in peace. But friends don't operate like that. Bwe baba tebalina sente za kuzika, balina okuzewola. Bwe baba tebazeuze, balina okuzibba. I'm not saying that they should do that, but there are people who do that. Because my friend lost their mother. What do you want me to do? I can't stay here. My friend. I have to hammer this deal. You know, friends are expensive. Eh? In fact, if you don't have friends, eh, maybe you should thank God. Because now you are kawa. You understand? Eh? Friends can do things which other people can't do for you. And man, chibaluma, like they get out of their way because of a friendship. Now, how much more God when we become friends with God? That's why he says that, you know, whatever you ask, I'll give you. Because you're my friend. Over sustainable savings, saved money. A friend comes, umwana wange bamugobye kusomera fees. But you're like, I promise God I'll never touch this money that I've saved. But you're like, but this guy is my friend. What do I do? Glory be to God. So this year, God wants to dwell with you. Hallelujah. Give it priority. And there are benefits, many. Okay? Of course, the ultimate is you bear fruit to holiness. Okay? Which leads to everlasting life. You won't go to hell. You won't leave us with a burden of what? Praying for you every year. I mean, tukusabira buli mwaka, buli mwaka. Ate bwe tugenda ku kelezia, tuino kuwaye chibwewa. What is it called? Chibwewa yo, ofatore. You spare us at burden. Hallelujah. And before you go, you'll be a friend of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.